The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Angels, all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. And this week I have one of my friends, Rachel Deegan, who is a breath and body movement practitioner. Hey, Rach.
Hi.
Thanks for sitting with me today.
So good to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. I hadn't seen you in a while.
I know. It has been. So when you reached out, I was like, totally on board. Let's do this.
I'm so glad. Well, you've been really stinking busy, lady.
Yes, I have.
Life is good.
Life is good. You know, the start of the new year had a little turmoil. I got COVID, but that just allowed me to rest and get ready and prepared for, you know, February and beyond, because I've felt such expansive energy so far with 2023.
Do you feel like now that you're a spiritual goddess that your body heals faster?
Yes. I absolutely felt a lot different through this journey of COVID, and knew that I could make the healing process, you know, move a lot smoother. And it did.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Now, something that I was able to experience with you that blew my mind and honestly changed my life was the Vibroacoustic Therapy Sound Lounge.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I mean, you told me about this, but when I experienced it, I literally went to another world. Mm-hmm. And you even got a picture of me with a picture of my consciousness floating above my head.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, you had to go in the next day and see if there was like a light plugged in above me. It was so present.
Yeah. I was like, where did this come from?
I know. It was bonkers. It was so great. So what is the Vibroacoustic Therapy Sound Lounge?
So that in and of itself, I like to describe as like a very comfy chaise lounge. And what's inside of this lounge are four transducers. What the transducers actually are able to do when you hook up the binaural beats that you listen to, or I have certain frequencies that are meant to resonate with certain areas of the body, that vibration goes through the transducers, which provides like a very pure element to that frequency hitting every cell in your body. I always like to kind of joke that it tickles every cell in the body, because that's exactly what it's doing. And so your experience that you had was from a very high power energetic level, which it can very much go that way. People experience that kind of spiritual, holy crap moment. It allows you to get into that meditative state a lot quicker too, which is very fascinating to me. But on the other end of it is, like we were talking a little offline, is there's also certain frequencies I have access to that if you came to me with chronic back pain, what we would do is we would talk through certain treatment plans that would, over time, allow you to hopefully experience the release or the ease of that chronic pain just by simply lying down on a sound lounge and relaxing as much as you possibly can, listening to beautiful, just, you know, melodies and other types of music that just soothe the soul to allow for the body to do the work. I think that's the biggest thing that drew me to this sound lounge, is the fact that you are truly with you. And while the body is experiencing this vibration, the mind may go into that meditative state, or it might allow you the rest that you need. Sometimes my clients just simply fall asleep. And I always say that's so welcome, because your body just needed that rest. The vibration is still doing the work for you. So it's a really lovely experience.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I remember too that you had a playlist prepared.
Yes.
Tell me about the playlists.
Yes. So what I have access to are a certain amount of binaural beats that are essentially attuned to our energy body. So our different chakras have a certain soundtrack that we listen to or can listen to. So oftentimes when clients do want to come in for more of that energetic focus, we'll simply just have a conversation. We'll consult back and forth on what the needs are, where you're feeling like you want more focus or awareness within the energy body. Oftentimes, I will tell you it's the heart chakra or the root chakra. It's very, very trending. It's very common that I'm seeing. And so we just talk through all of the ins and outs of your day. I always want to get you where you are in the present moment. Okay, so it's not like I'm asking to have you prepare yourself in any way. It's what are you needing right here, right now? And we go through that.
That's a beautiful thought because I wonder how much we are looking to the past or tomorrow. We're not very good at being in the moment.
Right.
So I find that thought, how you meet people where they are when they walk in the door and sit with you, meeting them, asking them, where are you right now?
Yes.
That must be so healing for people.
I think so. And I'm such a big advocate for us to follow our intuition as much as possible. And so when we are simply just sitting across in a chair from one another, I feel it's more authentic when we're in that moment together. And I just simply ask, where's the focus today? And more often than not, it's the first thought that comes to people's minds that we end up focusing on.
Who are your typical clients?
Oh, they range all over the board. I had initially a 20-year-old client that came in and she had a huge spiritual moment, a couple of sessions that she had. I'm also working with a mother and son kind of in their later years, just working through some pain in their body and helping to relieve some stress. So it's kind of all over the board. Whoever's willing to try out this newer technology, it is the first sound lounge of its kind to be introduced to Iowa. And so educating people around this type of technology and equipment is certainly something that I try to put out there and focus on as well. But you have to really try it and feel it to understand what exactly it's capable of.
And you're certified in this as well.
Yes.
So there may be other people that are offering this.
Absolutely.
Your experience that you offer people is layered and deeper. You can go farther with people with what you give them and the avenues that you can offer them. And when they come back to you, you can offer them, you know, pieces to take home and further education, things to try on their own. And when they come back to you, you can offer care for session upon session. It's not just episodic, one and done.
Right.
You can go farther with them, deeper with them, because you're certified in this.
Yes. Yes. Nope, that's exactly right. And typically when we think of like treatment plans, if that were the avenue someone needed to go, it could range between 5 and 20 sessions. It just totally depends on the care and the maintenance that our bodies are in need of. But I think it's just a fabulous piece of technology that, you know, regardless of the type of vibroacoustic therapy you might experience, you're going to get the benefits of it, no doubt about it. Because this therapy has been around since the 70s, if not a little bit earlier than that. It started out with a gentleman from, I believe, Russia, somewhere around there, who wanted to provide a type of modality for children with spasms, who had kind of mental health issues, but it was causing spasms in their body. And so the vibroacoustic therapy kind of was born out of that and transpired into what it is today.
Wow. I walked in knowing not much at all except what you had told me about. And I really appreciate how I could just lay down and be. And my body, because of the binaural beats and the beautiful setting that you provided. I mean, you gave me a choice of what was on the ceiling. But then I think there was some sort of sleep mask or something.
Yep. I do offer that.
Yeah, that was really nice. And then my body just said, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
I was out of there.
Yes.
It was just wonderful.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what I saw or what happened. It wasn't like that. I just know that there was healing going on. Mm-hmm. Like what you said, all the cells were tickled.
Yes.
So what do you notice, or can you describe the before and after that you've noticed with people when they come in, and what are they like when they leave?
Yeah. That's one of my favorite parts to kind of observe from that end is most of the time, again, because this is very new technology, and a first-time client comes in, we go through all of the expectations. You know, if there's any physical sensations or emotions that come up, everything is absolutely welcome. But more often than not, the moment I walk in, their session is done, they have this like euphoric, blissful kind of energy. I hear a lot, I didn't know what to expect. And that's a good thing. I wanted to allow every client to come in and just be present. And I always say, you know, you're going to lay down on this technology, the sound lounge, and your brain's going to go on for maybe a good 10 minutes. Just allow those thoughts to come and go. It's just how it is. It's so normal. Because you're going to ask yourself, am I actually feeling this right? Like, is this supposed to be loud enough? Like, is the vibration good? There's so many questions that our human ego side just wants to kind of play with us in a sense. And then the moment that you drop in and you come back to your breath and you come back into the body, then that's where that magic spot just kind of hits. So that's a lot of what I hear from people, and just have that sensation of, wow, like I am so relaxed. Again, I didn't know that that was going to actually happen. I didn't know what to expect. I feel tingly in my body. Like all of those, all of that comes up with these sessions.
I love how you give people permission to just do it their way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very important to me. I, like you had mentioned, give a couple of options for the environment. It can be a very low lit kind of environment, or that cosmic-y kind of darkness in the room with that cosmic light, if you want the eye mask or not. But then I definitely make sure that they understand which part of the technology they can control, because there are oftentimes I will step out and I will set up clients at a very kind of baseline vibration and volume to their headphones. But I let everybody know that, hey, you actually can control this if you would like to, if you want to intensify it a little bit, if you feel good, or if you need to bump it down, it's all good. It's your journey. It's your session.
No, I love it. Yeah. What are the other services you offer?
So I also am certified as a Reiki 1 practitioner, and I actually intuitively, even in the last few weeks, have felt that the sessions that I've done in that modality have been something greater than just Reiki. And I've heard that from clients as well. And so I offer something called the SIGHT technique. So S-I-G-H-T, and it stands for Spiritual Intuitively Guided Healing Touch. Now, the reason I moved into more of that Reiki-infused energy work is because the more sessions I've had in this container that my client and I set together, it's really become very important and very apparent to me that one of my purposes is to help people feel into their intuition and to trust themselves in their intuition. So yes, I have hands in different areas of their body going through that just beautiful godly source of energy that's working through me. I might ask questions on, you know, have you had knee pain recently? I'm feeling something different within this area of your body. And I had a client that said, well, I don't have knee pain now, but I used to be a runner and this was a problem area for me. And I'll just simply say, that's just something of note. I don't think anything's of concern now, but just something that I'm feeling. And then recently I had a client session where there was a story or a vision in my mind that came up with a work situation for her. And as I was describing this out loud during our session, she was like, that's funny you say that, because this word just popped into my mind and it aligned in some kind of magical way. So it's more than just Reiki. It's this 60-minute beautiful session of us just working through the energy. And it's been awesome so far. I've loved that, because that work and really any kind of energy work that we do, my client goes through their healing and transformation. I also get those benefits as well and transform as a facilitator. And then we all know that as we go through this healing journey, it's so much into the world that we're able to emit from that work. So that brings a lot of joy at the end of the day when I am able to help in that sense. And then I also offer my services as a breathwork facilitator at, you know, workshops or wellness programs. I was invited to attend a school event for breathwork. They came to me and I was like, yeah, let's do an hour of breathwork for these elementary students. And
oh, I bet that was fun.
It was so much fun. Oh my gosh, it was great. I think between the ages of like third grade and fifth grade showed up. And it was really a lovely teaching experience as well. We talked about how we can, you know, create boundaries with our stress. When stress starts to show up, let's just kind of treat it as our friend and say, thank you for being here, but you don't need to be here anymore. It's showing us something. Our emotions always do. But then leading them through breath work with their parents were actually there too. It was so much fun. They took it in and I left there. Just, it was a great feeling too. Cause I feel like our children need a better way of regulating their emotions. Mm-hmm. And these types of wellness programs are definitely an option for them. But
well, and the parents probably need ways to help at home too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So definitely helped both sides of
that's
that.
So great.
And teaching parents and children how they can co-regulate their emotions and their bodies.
Were there teachers there?
No teachers in there. But
oh, darn.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been great.
I know. But with that being said, if there's any type of program like that in schools around the community, I can do that in person or virtually as well. So there's options.
Yes, you can offer some of these things virtually.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
Okay, and you have a podcast.
I do have a podcast. It is the Explore Self and Soul podcast. I just launched it January 2nd, so it's all super new and fun and just been an amazing ride so far. But that has been, up to this point, a very healing moment for me. I'm starting to find my voice and starting to just, you know, come to share certain stories about my life that maybe people can resonate with because, you know, I grew up in a small town. I moved to the big city after school and did my thing out in Chicago for a couple of years, was drawn back to Iowa and have been in the corporate world for 12 years. And then
that's when I met you.
That is when you met me, was kind of that tail end.
When you were blossoming out.
I was about probably 2 years prior to leaving corporate around the time we met. Yes. Yeah. So going through that journey and understanding that I wasn't crazy, thinking through some of these, you know, just areas of wanting to find more truth. And I knew I had a bigger purpose than sitting behind a desk.
Yes.
So I talk a lot about those awakening moments and just transitions of my life that have set me up to where I am today. I really also love the idea of co-creating with people. So I often talk about how, you know, shoot me a message if you have a business idea and you're just looking for someone to hear you out, maybe find a resource. Like, that's just how this works.
Yeah.
The ripple effect is what I always just talk through, because it happens in some of the most subtle ways sometimes. And it's just helping others kind of have a different perspective on life and certainly elevating the conversation that they have every day.
Yeah.
With themselves, with others, all of it. So it's been really fun. I launched or published my first episode with my dad.
I know, I loved it.
Yeah. So it's a Date with Dad series. We'll probably do these types of episodes once a month right now. But I don't know what our relationship was as a past life together. If there was a sense of like me being maybe a mentor to him in some capacity, because I have gone through my spiritual awakening much earlier than him, but he's in his mid-60s. So he's still now trying to understand the truth around a lot of things in this universe.
Yeah.
And so there have been several times where I have gone home to visit and we're just sitting in the living room starting to talk about really deep stuff. And it just occurred to me that it really aligns with some of the purpose behind the Explore Self and Soul podcast, is to expand that consciousness, just to start going through the motions when it comes to this type of work that we're doing. So it's fun, and I get the benefit of recording with my dad, being at home, the first episode re-recorded in my old bedroom. So,
oh wow.
Oh, it was good. It was really, really good. So we have a lot of things coming up with respects to those episodes. So it's a lot of fun. I like being able to experiment with the conversation, and oftentimes we have structures and outlines to kind of the episode content we want to put out, but oftentimes Spirit's like, nope, we need to talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've noticed that with mine too.
And so that's also just been a fun experience to trust that side of myself as well, just knowing that the messages that are coming out are for the right people at the right time.
Good.
Yeah.
Rach, what is the best part of your life?
Oh, man. That's a very good question. The best part of my life right now is that I know that I'm stepping into a leadership role, a teacher role that I didn't actually know that it was going to turn out the way that it has. With a lot of my upbringing and things I've been involved in the past, you know, you and I have had conversations about you having visions of me standing in front of people, talking to them, you know, from a podium or whatever the case is, mm-hmm. where, yes, mm-hmm. that's coming. It's just in a different form than what we had thought about, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. So starting to step into that role, number one. And then number two, it's seeing how people are starting to follow their intuition. Mm-hmm. There's just something about the energy shift when people do start to have the trust in themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to be a part of that, even if in some very small way. I know that there's a lot changing collectively, mm-hmm. and to be a part of it in the way that I have been so far has been a huge blessing. So I love stepping into this new space, this new me. It's a new version of me. It really is. And I think also being able to know that my past has had its shape and form to create the person you see today, but it's not all of who I am. I know that there's just a higher power, a higher source that I am tapping into more and more every day, and having the trust also in myself to do so.
Powerful words.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's been heavy, you know. It's not always the easiest route and the easiest to take, but
yeah, it's beautiful, but it's not easy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing it.
Yes. Yes. I'm also very thankful for people like you. You know, you've been a spiritual advisor of mine for several years. And so it's just taking the bits and pieces of information you've been able to give me and put them into my beliefs as it fits and feels right. And then just starting to create this life that I'm living right now.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, we just mirror back to each other, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we do.
Exactly right.
Well, how can people get a hold of you?
You can follow me on Facebook at Explore Self and Soul, or Instagram. It's Explore_Self and Soul. Otherwise, all of that information is on my website, which is exploreselfandsoul.com.
Oh, good, good. All right, everyone, if you'd like to reach me, rachelcorpus.com, or on Facebook or Instagram at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. And if you haven't heard it lately, I want you to hear that you are so loved. And I love you. And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
Life is hard, and sometimes you need a little help and guidance. I'm Laura West, host of a Guided Life podcast, and I believe that help is all around us. We just have to ask for it. The universe has a way of guiding us forward with the help of our past loved ones, angels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. On the podcast, I love to explore these ideas with incredible guests and let people know that they are never alone. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you can join me on this journey. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm network and wherever you get your podcasts.